Association and this station.
Right, we're back here. Patriot Day, Thursday, September 11th. We're up to 60 degrees right now, and the sun is shining. Time to do our weekly check-in with Mary Wolfgram out at Twin Town Villa, where the sun is always shining. Mary on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well, my dear. What's going on? What's going on at the Hive? Catch us up. What's been happening at Twin Town Villa?
Well, we are celebrating our residents and staff with Assisted Living Week this week. So we've had some fun dress-up events and some different things happening. Some prizes were given away. There was National Teddy Bear Day, so we've got teddy bears for all that were given out one day. It's just hopping and a shaking. Ed was here yesterday to celebrate our birthday month and National Assisted Living Week, and so we had some fun times. We're continuing to have some fun times, I should say.
Mary, I've asked you this before. Who thinks of all these things? Because you've got things, activities going on all the time. Who comes up with all of this?
We have some amazing staff that just go above and beyond all the time, mm-hmm. and we are so grateful for them. And so, you know, they take into consideration not only our residents, but also what would be fun for our staff, you know, to incorporate these events.
So what does this mean to your residents to have just this full buffet of activities? What does it do for your residents?
I think there's a little extra laughter, fun, giggling, competition. You know, we had a whiz tournament the other day. There was trophies and medals given out, you know, just, you know, and I had a lady walk by my office. This is the first trophy I ever got, you know, and so, I mean, to be 80, 90 years old and receive a trophy and to have that much joy from it, mm-hmm. it is just, you know, you can't take that away from somebody's experience.
Well, and
know,
it gives people something to look forward to too. You know, it's in, and the list of activities out there is just endless, and you just sort of keep adding to it. Let's talk about availabilities too. Do you have any open units out there?
We do have a couple assisted living apartments available, and so one on the first floor and one on the second floor. And so if you are, you know, and thinking, you know, on the fence about what should I do, now's the time to come in and take a look and see what we have to offer.
Well, and tours are as easy as just walking in the door, too, and they don't need to make an appointment with that, correct?
No. Okay. No, they do not.
Okay, but if people have questions, too, you can they can certainly just give you a call and you can answer those.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Mary,
absolutely. Come on in, give us a call. Yeah.
All right. And I forgot to ask, too, it's been all summer. How did the Ducks fare out there at Twin Town Villa?
They, you know, they're all grown up already.
I know.
And moving away. So it's kind of sad.
Ready to head south. I love
yes,
that. I love it.
It's kind of sad, but we do look forward to our baby Ducks. Yeah. And so we had two hatchlings this year. And I think we have for the last couple of years. And so it's just been fun to watch them and listen to the stories that the residents are telling, you know, of right. things that they see. And, kind of fun.
Well, Mary, keep the music and the dancing and the walking going on out there at Twin Town Villa. And we'll catch up next week, okay?
We will. You take care. Bye-bye.
That is Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. We talk with Mary every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.